childcare workforce is severely underpaid and is struggling to rebound to pre-pandemic levels. The average pay is just over $13 an hour. This lack of workers has huge implications for the economy as working parents seek employment or return back to the office. Now, latest jobs data shows the sector is slowly inching back. Joining us to discuss this is Caitlin McLean. She's from the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at the University of California, Berkeley, where she directs the multi-state and international programs. Caitlin, welcome.
Thank you.
So we're talking specifically about people who work in childcare for little ones, like Head Start and preschool, and also other programs for school-aged children. But this latest data doesn't include workers who are self-employed, like those who operate daycares out of their home. Tell us more about what you and your team were able to determine broadly about the recent increase in jobs in the childcare services.
Our latest report shows we've gained about 5,000 jobs most recently. But, you know, we lost a lot of jobs at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, really about a third of jobs. Mm. And so since then, we've been tracking to see how the sector is faring. And over the summer, you know, we saw some stagnation, even some decline. But most recently, we have seen a little bit of an uptick. And so I think folks are hopeful, but we're not out of the woods just yet, because we're still down about 8% compared with where we were before the pandemic.
You know, we've seen such a strong job market. Why has it been so slow and sluggish for the childcare sector jobs to come back?
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that childcare was struggling even before the pandemic. So parents had a hard time paying the high prices, and childcare businesses had a hard time paying their workers. And then the pandemic just made everything so much worse because they had new costs from, you know, keeping smaller groups and, you know, masks and PPE and all of these things. And so, you know, a ton of programs closed, and some folks decided they would be better off doing different kinds of work. You know, working in childcare is hard enough as it is, but then when you add a global pandemic on top of that and you're earning basically poverty level wages, I don't think we should be surprised that we've seen a lot of folks leaving the field for better paying jobs and easier working conditions elsewhere.
Mm. When you looked at state by state, did any fare better than others?
I would say some states have been more proactive, but the real lifeline that's come through for childcare was the American Rescue Plan. Those funds have really been helping to prop up what is otherwise a collapsing sector. So I think, you know, now folks are really looking ahead to when those funds expire and are wondering what will happen then. You know, if these funds have really been keeping folks going and more funds aren't coming down the line, I think we can expect more jobs to be lost.
It seems pretty dire. What does it mean for the economy as a whole to have the childcare services industry jobs really not rebounding like they should?
It's really terrible news. We have to remember that America runs on childcare. If we don't have childcare, families can't go to work, and kids are missing out on crucial early learning opportunities.
Caitlin McLean is with the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at UC Berkeley. Caitlin, thank you.
Thank you.